Tensions between Turkey and Iraq, already strained, are much worse after this bloody weekend. A fight between Turkish troops and Kurdish rebels near the border has complicated everything. The Turkish military says at least a dozen soldiers were killed after these rebels from the Kurdish Workers' Party, it's called the PKK, ambushed a Turkish army patrol yesterday. Eight of the soldiers were taken prisoner. Turkey says it killed 34 rebels in response. NPR's Ivan Watson is monitoring events from Istanbul. Ivan, what is the latest there?
Well, the PKK recently announced, Alex, the names and hometowns of at least seven of the eight soldiers it claims to have taken hostage. Earlier today, the Turkish military confirmed that eight of its soldiers have gone missing since yesterday's battle on the border. That's in addition to the soldiers that were killed and wounded. This is the largest capture of Turkish soldiers that people can remember here of Turkey's entire 23-year war with the PKK.
And the timing of this, I mean, the Turkish parliament just 4 days ago passed this resolution saying to the military there, if we need to invade Iraq to protect the integrity of the Turkish nation state, go ahead. You can go into Kurdish territory to get after these rebels if you want. That's something that, well, the United States, for one thing, didn't like.
Exactly. This bill was passed in Parliament, this measure, overwhelmingly by 507 Parliament members, despite opposition from the U.S. government, from the Iraqi government. It was perceived as a way, at least by some analysts here, of applying pressure against the Americans and the Iraqi Kurds who rule northern Iraq to take some action against the PKK, which has operated for years out of mountain bases on the Iraqi side of the border. The PKK, if this was in fact on Sunday a cross-border raid, an ambush against Turkish forces just a few miles into Turkish territory, if this was in fact a PKK raid, there are competing claims about that, Alex, then this was a very provocative act by the PKK, perhaps a call of the Turkish bluff, and it's now left the Turkish government in a very uncomfortable position where the Turkish prime minister will look very weak if he doesn't respond in some way to this very bloody battle yesterday.
Well, I want to ask you about how people in Istanbul and throughout Turkey are reacting. But first, let me read a quote that I saw today in the New York Times. Turkish leaders have said to the Iraqis, look, arrest some of these militant leaders, give them to us, and, you know, this problem is going to go away. And here's a response from Jalal Talabani, that's Iraq's president. He is a Kurd. He says, we're not going to hand any Kurdish man to Turkey, not even a Kurdish cat. Now, how's that going down?
Turks are furious, and many Turkish hardliners were already calling on the Turkish military not just to go after the PKK, but to go further, to go slam the Iraqi Kurds, which many Turks feel are a threat. They feel that the Kurds are in alliance on both sides of the border here. So these comments have been broadcast constantly on Turkish news channels. They've been hyping up the reaction among the Turks. So we've seen these street demonstrations erupting almost spontaneously around Turkey starting yesterday. And even today, I ran across these high school students who were chanting in Istanbul's central Taksim Square. And of course, these students were chanting their support for the Turkish military and condemning the PKK. That's just one example of many around the country. We've had reports of vandals attacking a Kurdish political party in the central Turkish city of Bursa. I've seen Turkish flags popping up in shop windows, hanging from the back of cars. The Turkish prime minister has even called on Turks to please not lash out at people who are not responsible for this violence between the Turkish military and the PKK in statements made last night.
Secretary of State Rice has been in touch with Turkish leaders. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, according to the Turkish prime minister, Rice told him last night on the phone to please wait a few days before taking action. Today, Talabani, the Iraqi president, announced to expect a PKK ceasefire declaration before the end of the day.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul. Ivan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.